going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here, 560 WQAM. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers back on the ice tonight. They start their playoff series with the Tampa Bay Lightning. News from Morning Skate. George Richards says Matthew Tkachuk remains on the Florida Panthers' second line. So it appears like we are going to get back Matthew Tkachuk for the playoffs.
So Leroy Lowe.
Take that, Leroy!
Yeah!
Where is he? Where is
his
he
in sources?
You think him and Jennifer are having it out because of
the birthday situation?
Because of the birthday situation? There's a fight going on?
I think they're hot on the trail of some pizza.
All right.
If you planted seeds or picked up cigarette buds, then you are allotted a slice of pizza, I'm assuming.
One slice of pizza?
Well, I'm not sure what they're doing down there, but I know who doesn't deserve pizza and who will probably be getting pizza. And that is the Hobnob twins.
Oh, they don't deserve pizza.
No way. What do they do?
He'll be back on the practice court today.
No.
I believe that's a 1 o'clock. Are they out there? What time do they got practice today? I had this, on my...
1 p.m.
1 p.m. is practice today. What do you got, that group chat?
No, sometimes I just say, like, whatever you
say. I think it is 1 o'clock. I think it is 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you're usually right. So I just go ahead and just repeat it. Let's see. 1 p.m., my boys will be practicing. I just checked.
Yeah, they're practicing. Well, this is media encouraged. Probably 12:45. They probably get going this hour.
Nice.
If I had to guess.
Nice.
Game 2, of course, is tomorrow. And you can hear that game right here on 560 WQM. We got playoffs. Double playoffs on Saturday. 1 o'clock puck drop, 1 o'clock tip off. Heat on QAM.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Panthers on 790 The Cat.
Dang, Leroy came with a variety.
Goodness gracious. Hey, thanks for joining us, guys. You brought us food?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean he brought us food?
He brought a plate, like a plethora of items for us.
That's nice of you.
We couldn't get up there.
Why?
I don't know. Because
turn your mic on.
It's on.
Now,
I mean, isn't that
we had to go to I don't know how many staircases to get to the rooftop?
Why are you on the rooftop?
Because that's where the pizza is.
Yep.
The Marlins will be back at it today. Edward Cabrera is on the hill, so everybody duck who's behind home plate. Nick Martinez is going for the Reds. He's a Miami native, so hometown kid getting the chance to go up against the Fish tonight.
Oh, nice.
The playoffs for tonight's action, Bucks and Pacers, Grizzlies and Thunder, and Timberwolves at Lakers. We were just saying Matthew Tkachuk is out for morning skate today.
So, told you.
You told me yesterday he wasn't going to be back.
Yeah.
What?
Side okay, source.
No. I said he's going to miss a game or two.
But when you said out, you said
out. No. Like he's going to be
out a
back,
game or two.
But he's at Morning Skate.
He's at Morning Skate.
He was at Morning Skate.
He's with the second line.
Okay.
Anyway, that cat talk brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. And I want to let you guys know, speaking of, we got some more tickets to give away later on.
Wow.
Rockville!
To Rockville!
Welcome to Rockville is returning to Daytona International Speedway May 15th. What day is that?
I don't know. Sophie's birthday?
Let me check the newsletter.
Shut up!
Rockville!
May 15th to the 18th, and we are giving away a pair of four-day general admission passes to see Shinedown, Green Day, Rhino Pellets, Linkin Park, and Korn. Yeah, what? Right?
Rhino Pellets?
Yep.
Wow.
What a band.
Their hit single, as we all remember.
Too horny.
That's right.
So keep on listening to our show. We'll give away that pair of tickets to Rockville before the end
Rockville.
Of this day. Take a break. Back after this. What?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM.
Oh, this is the song where, wait, so Marcos, I saw this on Instagram, right? What do they say when they get to the?
Mama say, mama saw.
We've gone through this, No,
that's not what he's saying. I'm going to say it one more time, I'm not going to stop.
That's not what he says. I refuse to believe that. I refuse it.
Say it one more time. I'm not gonna stop. So, you know, you have those songs.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, for Cranberry Zombie, I never knew that was the name of the song because I thought they were saying someday. My favorite is one time we were at a party and Jam On It came on. And I was singing Jam Pony.
Jam Pony.
Is that a cousin to the Zonky?
No.
Ah, and the Zombie.
And everybody stopped and turned and looked at me. I thought I had food on my face or something. They go, what the hell are you singing?
It's something, dude. So there's some draft buzz going on right now. There's talks that the Browns and Giants, according to Peter Schrager of ESPN, that the Browns and Giants are fielding trade calls for the number two or number three pick. A lot of thought that people want to trade up, not only to either get Hunter or Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, but people want to jump up there to get Ashton Jeanty, which is a little interesting because most of the draft buzz I've heard is he's going to end up in the lower top 10, even as awesome as he is because he's a running back. But somebody wanted to jump up and get him at 3 or even 2. That seems kind of crazy because I feel like you could do that. If you really wanted him, I feel like you could go to like 4 or 5 and still get him.
Yeah, but if there's 3 teams that want to move up to get him, then that pushes everybody to have to move up farther. You see what I mean? So say if there's 3 teams want to move up and get Gentry, right? Then that means that they're having these conversations with either 1 or 2 teams, and that's why he goes moves up. I mean, he's that good. Like, think about this. The last person that's had the production that he has had in college was Barry Sanders.
It's crazy.
Very similar game. He might be a little more physical than Barry Sanders. And so,
do you think there's a team that's like really low in the first round that like saw what Saquon did last year and they just want to leap all the way up because they just want to push their chips to the table? Like, that feels like that's what would make sense to me. Like, if I were to give up my first.
It depends on here. Making a move like that depends on where you are.
Like, let's say the Chiefs wanted to do that. The Chiefs were like,
I think they like their running back. He's just always banged up.
Though, dude. Like, they did, you know, like they're always complaining about Mahomes. It feels like Mahomes is getting, there's more complaint about Mahomes' offense.
It's the offensive line. It's not the running backs. But I would say this. What about a team like, say, Cincinnati? That you have a situation where you need offensive line and you need somebody that's going to take some of the heat off of your quarterback who you've already paid. So it's worth, you know.
What if Chris Greer is just getting wild? He goes, you know what?
No, dude.
I'm going.
Dude.
I'm going to get fired anyway.
That's good.
And Chris Greer is just sitting, he goes, everyone's mad at me. That's his only move. His only move is to give up a lot of draft picks splashy things.
Here's the kicker.
And so he just gives up a heap of picks. But, he goes, I'm taking Ashton Jeanty.
But here's the problem with that.
Still keeps his job.
Okay. The running game here has nothing to do with who's running the ball. It's how they run the football. And so to bring in another guy and plug him in the same offense is not going to help you like you
even
think
it is. Even
if
he's a stud like this?
No, it doesn't.
Mostert broke the record for rushing touchdowns for this team.
I know, but again, you need to have a physical run game, not necessarily a physical running back. If I take a physical running back and plug him into this offense, it might look awkward because it's a lot of sideways stuff.
I like the idea of Chris Greer just walking in there after that press conference. He goes, let's get irresponsible. I'm not going to be here. Someone's doing it, right? Like, who's not going to, like, there's not any GMs who are like, I mean, I'm sure he's got to have a talk with Stephen Ross, but he goes, Steve?
No.
Best running back in the league?
Absolutely not.
And he goes, oh, I like that.
No.
The old can be tricked.
Because here, guess what? Did the running game fail because of the system or the blocking?
The blocking sucked. The blocking sucked, but also their lead running back is tiny.
That's tiny, not tiny. Here.
And I know, I know Genty's not a moose, but he
breaks a lot of tackles.
But he's bigger than Achane, right. And Achane you could kind of use as an army, a Swiss Army knife for everything.
But
By the way, I don't think the Dolphins should do this. I just want to be clear here. But I do like
stop
splashy things.
Stop putting it in the ether.
No, I'm just saying it would be funny.
Can you stop putting it in?
Because the Dolphins are in the spot right now where they have so many holes. Like, it's like he said at the draft. He's like, we feel like the board's going to fall our way. It's like, well, yeah, you got a hole at safety, corner, D-line, O-line. You literally, will probably have the pick of the... Like, nobody's going to look at the Dolphins, right? And whether they take Starks or John A. Barron or Will Johnson or, hell, if Mason Graham by some chance fell to them or Banks, it's like none of these guys are going to be like, oh, that was a terrible pick because you have so many holes here right now. I can't really criticize it unless there's some kind of swerve that comes with the Dolphins.
The only criticism I will have is if they draft a guy who's been hurt.
Yeah, which is kind of the thing on Will Johnson, and a lot of people mock him to the Dolphins. That's why I was trying to see if you got any Wolverines intel.
I don't. He's an awesome player.
Give me that Wolverines intel. Wolverines intel.
Let me get it.
He's an unbelievable player. He is. But here's the problem. Okay. I don't want to take the chance on an injured player. We've already been down that path.
Yeah.
Nobody's happy with it.
It's not a good path.
No, it's not.
By the way, I got to give props to Mel Kiper. He's the only guy sticking with Shedeur Sanders over Cam Ward. Not as a pick. Like, he's not mocking
it. As a prospect.
On a big board, though. On the Kiper big board. The OG big board. He's still got Shedeur Sanders over Cam Ward.
Which is crazy.
You got to respect it. But if you have a take and you are like, nope, I'm telling you, Shedeur Sanders is better than Cam Ward. He's sticking with it. I respect it.
Even if it's a wrong take.
Yeah. Hmm. He says, you won't find a tougher, more resilient quarterback prospect than Sanders, who took 99 sacks over the past two seasons, but still put up really strong numbers. I'm always impressed watching him throw on the move, rolling either left or right. He's accurate in those spots. He has the arm to drive the ball, and everybody's saying he's got a noodle arm. When his mechanics and footwork are sound, he can pick apart a defense, and while he's not necessarily a major rushing threat, he can keep the chains moving with his legs.
Mobile.
And Cam Ward isn't those things?
I put him six. I mean, they're one spot apart. I think he's really holding on to it. He goes, I can't leave my Shedeur Sanders take right now.
I would say this. I've seen, and I've said this over and over again, and it may be because I've seen more of one over the other. But I've seen Cam Ward, with all the highlights you may see of him, I've seen him make on-time accurate throws.
Yep.
And I've seen him do it more than Shedeur. And that might have something to do with the fact that I've seen Cam more. But that's why I would go with Cam Ward, because I've seen him make a lot of NFL throws that are timed and not necessarily the stuff you see on TV.
Ooh, mock draft of all seven rounds on NFL.com right now. How about that?
Wow, they got two Colston Loveling. He's a good... They're going to have two tight ends going top 10. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, remember, last year Loveland, I think he was going to come out?
Well, that was a prospects list. That wasn't a mock draft. But those are the top 10 prospects. You don't know how the award's going to fall. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
I know that Tyler Warren's a beast.
NFL.com has the Dolphins taking Jahdae Barron, cornerback from Texas.
See? I can deal with that.
I don't want to.
And I like the Michigan cornerback.
I just don't trust them taking a corner.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't trust
Mike.
Him taking a corner.
Give me an offensive lineman.
Can we get some? Well, here.
I guess I don't trust him taking anybody.
Here's what I would say.
I guess that's right.
The only thing that would upset me during this year's draft is two things. You draft somebody who's been banged up, or you don't draft the highest rated guy, you draft the guy you think you're filling a hole with. Because usually you end up overdrafting. And I don't want that. I want them, if you get to, what pick do they have, 13?
13.
If you get to the 13th pick and the highest rated player on your board is an offensive lineman, win-win. Right? If it's a corner and the next available offensive line is ranked in the mid-20s, no. Because you have to start getting quality players. If you draft quality players, you can get longevity out of them, and then they can make an impact on your team. There's been too many guys that they've drafted where when they drafted him, they say he is going to be a project.
Victor says, what do you guys think about the Dolphins taking Aronde Gats in the second? Love it. Gooseys.
No.
Not in the first round, can I, though.
Can I?
Obviously not in the first round. No, he's not going in the first round.
Yeah, nostalgia.
Can I?
What? I can't have Gooseys picks for that?
Vibes.
Why not? They could use some more size, dude. You could agree. They would use more size. Even if Aronde Gadsden is more of a receiving threat.
You know you have one of those.
We got one of them. What's wrong with two?
Because you don't play too tight.
Listen, you know who else we got at tight end, right? We got old Mr. Anytime Touchdown, who's cost me a lot of money. I called him New George Kittle.
Stonehands.
You called him New George Kittle. I'm so stupid. I'm a stupid boy.
And now you're doubling down.
I would love it. If we got one of the legacy tight ends, that would be fun. Even if it's not our need.
New George Kittle.
As long as we take a lineman first.
You know, when we have conversations like this, I always think in the back of my head, I try to keep it way back because I don't want it to be anywhere close to the front of my head where I can actually notice it. I have to go back into the brain.
Yeah.
What would this team look like if you got every guy you wanted?
Man, that's a good question.
I tell you what, it would suck.
I bet you I would want to play.
The team would suck.
He's got the Dolphins taking Xavier Watts, safety from Notre Dame in the second round.
Okay.
It still hurts.
Again, I would think of it this way. All the success and failure of the draft is documented. The percentages, right? When teams get lucky and they hit on their third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounders and those guys end up contributing, those are usually the teams that compete because they have cheap talent, right? They don't have to pay the talent yet. But when you have a team that seems to overdraft, that means reach for players, those teams never end up working out. So I don't want to do that. I want you to get the guy, no matter who you draft, I want them to say after every draft, it was going to be within two or three picks of that anyway. Right? So if they draft 13th and you see the next three best available, I want every pick to end up being one of those best three. I leave a little room for who you like or position or whatever. But if you keep doing that consistently, your team will get better. Not if you say, ooh, you know what? I really like this guy. I'm going to trade all my picks to move up to three and draft Deion Jordan.
Third round, he's got the Dolphins taking Wyatt Millam, West Virginia guard.
That sounds like
6'6.5", 313.
Hey, that sounds like West Virginia.
Yeah, Wyatt. Hey, Wyatt, what you doing? Mauling.
How you doing? What?
Point for Toby.
Wait. He says, Leroy has no clue the pain and suffering of a lifelong dolphin. Sure I do. I've been down here longer than some of you have been alive. So, like, what do you... But I also was on a team that was 3-13.
That's my dog, Dylan Gabriel. Not anymore. That's somebody else.
So I'm like, why do we sit here and think that I don't under, like, yeah, man, I was a Saints fan until I was 18 years old. The team never had a winning record. Of course I know what it feels like. But it's not a short, easy fix. And for people to sit here and think, I'm trying to give you solutions to your problem that will make your team better longer. Stop all this reaching, these trading for big-name players, drafting or signing all these broke-down players, and get some guys that are going to help you on the field. So, yes, I do understand what you're going through. But for people to say, oh, let's go get a Rondae Gasson's son, or let's go get somebody else's son.
But they're good.
Again. Don't tell me I don't understand what the situation is and what the issues are when I'm doing a show with a guy who you think understands and says, let's go get a Rondae Gasson Jr. He sounds like he doesn't understand what the hell you've been going through.
You see that catch radius, though?
There you go. See? There you go.
Catch radius. Good.
Good.
Rain Cloud Leroy.
Hey, Wyatt, how'd you get so big? My daddy had me lifting moonshine jugs from the forest.
Hey, Jesus. Saints and Browns. He goes, I'm wrong. Yes, believe me, I understand. How do you think? Wait a minute. The only thing the only thing that I have over the Dolphins, and keep in mind, there's an offer in there.
Wyatt, let's go cow tipping.
The only thing I have is the Browns have actually won a playoff game.
Yeesh.
In recent years.
Schmeathen says Tobin's about to catch Leroy's hands.
It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous that you guys come at me like, I don't understand. What don't I understand? I spent my whole youth cheering for a team that lost all the time.
Two youths.
Yeah, Tobin measures players in goosey radius.
Not the two.
Like, this is
for
Twitcher. I like this. What's up?
What's up?
NFL.com, round 4.
Uh-huh.
Has the Dolphins taken Dylan Gabriel, quarterback from Oregon.
Whoa. Round 4.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think I like that.
Another tiny lefty Hawaiian quarterback. Hmm. That'll go over well.
Is he lefty?
He is.
Zach Wilson,
You know what the thing that Bill Belichick always did?
Mm.
That was funny. But people didn't realize it's genius. Always had a left-footed punter.
Oh, yeah. You've told me this.
Yeah.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Welcome.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's that time of day, ladies and gentlemen.
What time of day is it?
It is that time of day, Leroy.
It is? Yeah?
Where we mix it on up, dude!
Oh, yeah!
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Frog Boy's shirt.
Sugar Knight? What did he call me? Yeah, I think.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Somebody just called Tua. Tua turned the ball over.
Heard that one before.
But he doesn't really turn the ball over.
No, but when he does, there are some doozies.
That's how I was. Dude,
oof.
I almost ended somebody's career. Mm. I was holding the ball tight. Somebody punched it up. It went straight up in the air. One of the wide receivers, Derek Alexander, went to catch it, got cleaned out. Messed up his ankle.
They were just showing Damian Martinez angry runs on NFL Network.
Man, that would be... Listen, that's a sneaky pickup I would like to do.
Oh, he's a moose, dude.
He's a moose. Damian Martinez.
They got him. What, they got him late in the draft? Physical.
Yeah, like... Sometimes... Like, here. Here's what this team has to do. They have to draft guys where... You're going to be a physical running back. We're going to be able to make some adjustments to our run game in the confines of our offense, right? So you need a physical guy that has a little bit of quickness, not just a big bruiser, because then every time you put him in the game, they're going to know exactly what you're doing.
Mm.
And so if you don't have that versatility, like you're going to say, how come he can't do anything? I'm like, because the offense that he's in, every time he's in the game, they know they're running a certain set of plays.
Sixth round from NFL.com has a run of Canes. They got Xavier Restrepo going to the Titans.
Ooh.
They have Damian Martinez going to the Colts.
Wah.
They have had Jalen Rivers. I just saw where I lost where he went, though. Jalen Rivers going in the sixth round. So that's a lot of him going to the Chargers at 209.
I think when this group of offense,
Andres Borregales going to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
kicker
Borregales.
So here's what I would say: when you start getting this next class of offensive linemen, that's when you'll know how good your team is and how good your team has been. Because we've said this offensive line has been pretty good. So when they start getting drafted, you'll start getting a better idea of where this team has been offensively. Defensively,
they're mocking Orondé Gadsden II in the fifth round to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why? Isn't he like really fast?
I don't know.
I think he ran like a 4.5.
That's what they got for him.
So what I'm trying to figure out what's the
juice? I don't know.
No, it's not a new name. I'm just trying to figure out, like...
Well, I'm seeing, like...
When somebody goes down to the fire, I'm trying to figure out what separates him from Warren and from Loveland, right? Because I would imagine that he has more speed than them. Is it that they can play on the end of the line of scrimmage also, and he doesn't? Because he's basically a receiver.
Hit us up with the mixed bag there, Marcos.
All right, we heard something from this gentleman a little bit earlier from his postseason press conference. That is Nico Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
This is him explaining why he shouldn't be fired. This is Nico.
Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick.
Dude, stuff says, there goes Dallas Tobin again.
Can I just say this? I I would answer that little bit question. Answer me the question. Ask me the question.
We saw that 50,000 people were chanting, fire you. Experience none of us have experienced. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Because I don't work for them.
Hmm.
The man I work for, the man I have to answer to, was on board with what I did. And furthermore, here's where Nico lost me. All these decisions were his. But when he answers to those decisions, he says, we.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got a mouse in your pocket. It's you, buddy.
Yeah. Ask me the question.
No.
Hey, Nico.
No. Don't do it.
Do it.
Go. Fine. Go. You do it, Marcos. Don't say I didn't tell you so.
Hey, Nico. About 50,000 people were chanting for you to be fired. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, first of all, they're all just jealous because they don't have jobs. A bunch of bums.
Okay.
Secondly, listen, right now it looks bad. I understand the way it looks. I'm not here for the way it looks. I'm here for the way it's going to look. And what I will tell you is the Dallas Mavericks, like a phoenix, will rise again. Mm. All right. Anthony Davis will be healthy next year. All right. I work with this kid with Nike. He's got the goods. We're going to bring him along when Kyrie's healthy. We're going to come together with a generational big with Derek Lively. And Klay Thompson has the championship veteran savvy. Well, don't bring your opinion into this. And what I would say to everybody who's sad about losing Luka is, hey, Luka, Fatso, don't lose.
Okay.
I mean, you're down 0-1 right now and three losses away from being right next to me here and me looking a lot righter than I do right now. So I guess it's easy for you to sit there, Dallas Tobin, and ask these kind of questions. But what I would say to your beloved Luka is, don't lose. Mm. That's how you handle a press conference.
Wait.
Nice.
That's how you do it.
My favorite part was, hey, Fatso.
What?
Real professional.
What? Like,
very mature.
Should I ask Pat Riley this year at the press conference?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Don't ask
should I ask him? Do you regret?
Wait, Jimmy Butler? You think Nico?
That's not a question for me to ask.
You think? You think Nico would ever use the phrase? You'll see that I'm a lot writer.
Oh, you'll see I'm a lot writer than what it looks like.
You'll see.
Definitely.
So when we get to Pat Riley's press conference this year, do I go, Pat, do you think you were a little too harsh on Jimmy Butler with the keep your mouth shut quote?
No! Listen,
I should leave that question for somebody.
Pat couldn't have been more honest last year with what he wanted.
Oh, he was honest.
From Jimmy and from Tyler, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need more activity, more availability. One of them said, I'm going to do it and balled out. The other one said, I'm going to do it and didn't. So, whatever. I'm good with it. Like, Pat ain't got nothing to be worried about. Pat ain't got nothing.
But someone's going to ask him that.
Sure.
When we finally
because
get to the point
of they're going to view.
Someone will ask him, people, do you feel like it could have been handled differently or saying what you said? Because he hasn't answered any questions about that.
The dumb person that asked the question is only going to base the question on the success or failure of this year's playoffs. You understand? And so, whoever asked that question, do you have any regrets about the Jimmy, no matter how far Jimmy goes,
mm-hmm.
right? That means that you're not aware of what was going on this year. Because I don't care whether I don't care what situation we would end up going through if we kept Jimmy. You wasn't going to get the Jimmy you see him Golden State here.
So I'll tell you right now, I ain't asking one Jimmy Butler question at that Pat Riley press
conference. Oh, now you're going to be reserved? Wait. Now you're going to hold back? Now you're going to hold back?
As well, just go.
You ruined the franchise.
I didn't
franchise.
Ruin anything. Don't dumb. Say that.
You ruined
I'm not franchise. Responsible for what he says.
No.
I'm not responsible. Damn it, you didn't even want him here.
He ruined the franchise, and now all of a sudden he's going to say, I think I'm going to hold back. Too late.
We can take a Pelle Larson question.
It's too late. Wow. It's too late. Wow. Like, now you're aware.
Damage is done.
He Simpsons.
That's like when you're in handcuffs, you say,
I didn't think it was going to go that route. I really didn't.
I probably shouldn't have said
that. I really didn't think it was going to go that direction. I really didn't.
Wait, now, you have followed Jimmy and wanted Jimmy for a long time.
Yeah.
And it all started with some dumbass poking the bear like you did.
That's not fair. It's not fair.
Am I wrong?
It's not fair.
Am I wrong?
I don't know that
am
story.
Am I wrong?
I don't know, dude.
Hey, you have said on numerous occasions, Jimmy's not happy. Let's go get him. When Philly decided to sign Tobias Harris,
yes.
You were like, ooh, let's go trade for Jimmy.
Disgruntled right? Jimmy. Everybody knows a disgruntled Jimmy.
Right, but all right.
Officer, you release these handcuffs. I promise I'll never do it again.
I promise. E. Sims says, Tobin's got to get his question approved by us before he throws another grenade.
Please. Just ask him how he's
I'm going to be like John Morant. Pat.
They showing pictures of Tom Brady at Coachella.
Yeah. Honestly, what is he doing?
He needs to grow up, so right?
Why is there not a lot of people there? Or is he just real close?
That's Travis Scott.
I don't think Tom Brady allows people to be close to him.
I've always had good conversations with him.
That's that's you. Like, you'd be like, oh, look at me, hobnobbing with Wes Walker.
I do not say it. I just go over.
No, I know you don't say that, but you
let me explain something to you. You've been places with me.
Yeah.
I go over there like I belong. I don't go over there like, you know what I mean?
I know.
And so then people think, right? Like, I just go up and talk to Wes Welker.
He should look at you like that. You're a two-time Rose Bowl MVP at his alma mater.
You do belong, though. That's why you act that way, because you do belong.
No, it's not that. Mm-hmm. It's not that.
Tobin,
it's
not the other
you hand. Can't go in. You can't. No, I bring Tobin with me.
I don't belong anywhere. Certainly not at a press conference.
No. So, like, no.
Do you think, like, they're going to be like, any more questions? And everybody just turns their head to
look
me.
Look at you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Gosh. Yes.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Or what if, wait, no. What did they say? Any more questions? Pat, thank you. And Pat goes, no, I want to see if Tobin has a question.
Or he looks directly at you.
You're like.
And he raises his eyebrow.
I can't. Here's what I, for the life of me, I can't believe you think that you play no role in this.
I didn't play a role in this. It's not fair. How do I play a role in it? I was positive about Jimmy.
You literally had media coverage everywhere.
What are you talking about?
I didn't expect that question to blow up the way that it did as I left the room.
You should have been more aware. That's the problem.
I just don't think it's my fault.
It is your fault.
It's not my fault.
You started.
He's responsible for his words.
Listen.
You were the enemy.
Everybody was being professional till you poked a bear. And there's two bears in the room. You poked the Pat Riley bear. Pat Riley poked the Jimmy bear. And now look.
Oh, yeah. And then Jimmy had to be Mr. No Comment to me. Like, you know, just answer your question. Next question. Sensitive, dude. And you have the audacity to
You did go run like a tattletale and say, hey, Jimmy said, Pat Riley said.
Well, you know what? They're not speaking to each other. Maybe if they would have spoke to each other, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Oh, so you're denying the message.
Do not sit here and try to act like you played no role in them two guys getting pissed off at each other.
Sexy Sauces, Tobin dropped the first domino.
Yes. You know what? All the dominoes were lined up. Everybody avoided the dominoes because we knew where this was going. And you walked by and went, blink, and just plucked it. And then... The cycle started.
Take a break. Back after this.